So, again, we look forward to this matchup, and it should be a good one. Again, it is Nathan Lauder of the Alliance Bulldogs, Garrett Nelson of Scott's Bluff, wrestling for the 285-pound Class B championship. Cade Payne of Hemmingford will wrestle Thomas Hughes of Burwell in the Class D 285-pound state championship, as Nathan Lauder being introduced right now, and he comes out of the smoke-filled tunnel and runs onto the Class B mat. His opponent, again, Garrett Nelson of Scott's Bluff, will come running out in just a moment as well. So kind of an interesting thing there. Meanwhile, Cade Payne and Thomas Hughes do have a little bit of history as well. First off, Thomas Hughes is a senior. He is 42-2, and he was a D1 first place winner. Cade Payne was a champion in D4. He's a junior at 30-4. They met last year in the quarterfinals, and Thomas Hughes won that matchup by a pin. Do want to take a moment to send a big shout-out to our Alliance girls. They are on their way home at this time from South Sioux City. They dropped a tough one at South Sioux City, 69-38. But, again, a great season, girls. They finished 15-10. We love you, girls, and great job this year. We are underway with the 285-pound state championship. Nathan Lauder in the white singlet, Garrett Nelson in the red. They're on their feet, tied up in the center of the mat, as we are underway in this matchup. Neither of the young men taking a shot as of yet, as Nathan Lauder swipes at the head of Nelson. Now they'll back away. Now they'll tie up once again. And Lauder, being very aggressive, coming right after Nelson, got him by the leg, but they are out of bounds. And so it will be back to the center of the mat, and we will continue. Nathan Lauder of the Alliance Bulldogs and Garrett Nelson of Scott's Bluff battling here in this 285-pound state championship. This will be the final match in a pretty good wrestling career for Nathan Lauder. Again, Nathan was a basketball player as a freshman, but then went out for wrestling as a sophomore, junior, and senior. Did not qualify last year. Did qualify as a sophomore, but did not qualify last year. So he's got a little chip on his shoulder and ready for an outstanding season here, and he has had a great year. Still no score. Both wrestlers on their feet, center of the mat. Now they tie up again in the center of the mat. We're less than a minute to go now here in this first period. Meanwhile, Cade Payne of Hemmingford over on the other side, they are also early in the first period. No score as of yet, and they are tied up in the center of the mat. But now Hughes has got Cade Payne down. He's got Cade rolled, and oh boy, it's looking bad for Cade Payne over there on that Class D mat. Hughes has got Cade rolled and still got him rolled. Meanwhile, Garrett Nelson has taken Nathan Lauder down and has a 2-0 lead, and the Class D match is over. Cade Payne loses by a pin. Cade Payne loses his match by a pin to Thomas Hughes of Burwell, and so Cade Payne will finish as the runner-up. That went a minute and 17, so that went 43 seconds. Unfortunately, Cade Payne loses a tough one over there. Meanwhile, first period is running out in our Class B mat, and it is Garrett Nelson leading Nathan Lauder by a 2-0 score at the end of period number one. Again, Cade Payne in the Class D matchup. They started off on their feet the first few seconds, and then it was Thomas Hughes who just saw a little opening, took a shot. He was able to roll Cade, and Cade Payne loses by a tough decision. He loses by a pin in 43 seconds. So now we are back to the Class B mat, where Garrett Nelson and Nathan Lauder are wrapping up. Again, it's Nathan Lauder just gets a takedown, I believe. Let's see if he'll get 2 points on the takedown here, as Lauder, again, got Nelson on the ground, but let's see. No points have been awarded as of yet. Still 2-0. Nelson with the lead, and again, still no points have been awarded, and they'll come back to the center of the mat. 2-0. Garrett Nelson of Scott's Bluff leading Nathan Lauder of the Alliance Bulldogs. We are back now to the center of the mat, and Nelson in the down position, in the referee's position. So, again, Nathan will let Nelson come right up to his feet, and he gets away. It's a one-point escape for Garrett Nelson. He now leads Nathan Lauder by a 3-0 score. We have a minute 20 to go here in period number two. Now both wrestlers on their feet. Nelson looking to take a shot. And Nathan Lauder now looks to take a shot. They tangle up in the middle of the mat. Now they'll come back up on their feet once again, tie up their hands. They tie up once again near the bottom side of the mat. Again, Lauder looks to take a shot. Nelson down onto his knees, rolls away for a second. Now he's back up. They'll come back to the center of the mat. 3-0, Garrett Nelson of Scott's Bluff, leading Alliance's Nathan Lauder. Again, I looked over just in time to see Cade Payne lose by a pin to Thomas Hughes of Burwell. So a tough loss there for Cade. We'll recap that in just a moment. Right now, the match on hand is Nathan Lauder of Alliance against Garrett Nelson of Scott's Bluff. 44 seconds to go here in the second period. Still a 3-0 lead for Nelson as we have an official's timeout. Nelson needs to tie up his shoe. Now Nathan and Garrett Nelson will battle once again on their feet, center of the mat. Just kind of working their way around, and now it is Nelson who takes a shot, and he's got the right leg of Nathan Lauder. He looks to sneak around, see if he can get a trip, sneaks around from behind, but they're off the mat. Is he going to get 2 points? Let's see. He will. He will get a two-point takedown, and it is now a 5-0 lead for Garrett Nelson. 5-0. Nelson with the lead now over Nathan Lauder of Alliance. As we go to the referee's position, it'll be Lauder in the down position. And Nelson up on top on the whistle. Again, Nathan tries to sit out, not able to do so, but comes up on his feet, and he will get away. So it's a one-point escape. Nathan Lauder gets 1 point for the escape. It is now 5-1. Nelson with the lead. Down to our final 10 seconds to go here in period number two. And Nathan Lauder working hard now, and he needs to make something happen as time running out here in period number two. And our score remains Garrett Nelson 5, Nathan Lauder 1 as we begin our third and final period here in this 285-pound Class B state championship match. Nathan Lauder, his final match as an Alliance Bulldog. And he will need to make something happen here. He is down 5-1. He'll come up on his feet right away, and he will get away. It's a one-point escape. It is now 5-2. Now Nathan needs to take some shots. He needs points. 5-2. Just underway here, third period. Both wrestlers on their feet as we are underway. Garrett Nelson now coming after Nathan, grabbing him by that right hand. Nathan pulls it away. Now they'll tie up center of the mat once again. Both wrestlers still on their feet. Over to the left-hand side of the mat now. And here's Nelson taking a shot, and he is going to roll Nathan Lauder, but I think they're going to say he was out of bounds when he did. So the score remains 5-2. 5-2. Nelson of Scott's Bluff leading Nathan Lauder of Alliance. As they continue to work now near the center of the mat, both wrestlers on their feet. This is the only match in progress right now. All the other matches are done. Nelson has got Nathan Lauder by the right leg, reaches around, tries to trip him, and he does. He'll take him down. It's a 2-point takedown for Nelson. Nelson will now take a 7-2 lead over Nathan Lauder. We are now down to 1 minute remaining, 1 minute to go here in this match. Nathan Lauder trails by a 7-2 score. He needs to make something happen now, but Nelson just drives him into the mat. Nathan now comes up onto his haunches, looks to get up onto his feet. Nelson trying to hold him down and roll him down one more time. And now Nathan flat on his belly in the center of the mat. And he is trying again, tries to strain, get up onto his hands and knees. Still down 7-2. Nelson continues to work him. Got that left arm around his torso, but he'll get away. He will get away. It's an escape. It's now 7-3. We're down to our final 25 seconds to go as both wrestlers again on their feet. They'll work on the top. Lauder looks to take a shot. Nelson's able to fight it off. Now Nelson's got Nathan's right leg in a hook. And they roll out of bounds with 16 seconds to go. Still a 7-3 lead for Garrett Nelson. Now Nathan Lauder needs to make something happen here these final 15 seconds. Once again, they will run around the mat. Nathan Lauder's off the mat, but he'll come back on. Nelson again waits for him. Down to our final 5 seconds to go. And that is going to do it. And Garrett Nelson is going to win this match. He will win it by a 7-3 final score. And Nathan Lauder, unfortunately, will be the state runner-up in his final match as an Alliance Bulldog.